Welcome to the Pilgrim's Odyssey, your guide to life's wild ride. I'm your host, Silwan Green. Every day we share incredible stories and valuable lessons on life and faith. Thanks for tuning in and make sure to share this odyssey with your friends and neighbors so all of us together can let our light shine. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Pilgrim's Odyssey. I'm your host, Silwan. It is great to be with you today and this week. This week, I'm going to talk about some things that are easy to forget about, but stay with us every day. Now, driving in to work this morning, listening to the radio, of course, everybody talking about riots and coronavirus, I thought about not really just a couple stories, but a lot of stories. Veterans, first responders, police officers I've met over the years, and how they suffer, and how they usually suffer alone. And it's moments like these when the world has got its eye on something else that they're forgotten, but they're all around us. Their pain doesn't sleep. Those bad memories don't go away. We just kind of shove them aside. They grow older, we grow older, we forget. Yet, the highest suicide rates in our society, it's not a sex, it's not a creed, it's not a color, it's a job. It's veterans, police officers. One of the stories I thought about was this young Marine I met years ago. Now, the dude was a squared away Marine. He made sergeant at the age of 19, a couple of weeks before he turned 20. Joined the Marine Corps out of high school when he was 17. At a time when the war was raging, so he went on two really quick deployments, back to back almost. Was meritoriously promoted on both. Made sergeant before he was 20. He was a musician. When I came to speak there at Camp Lejeune, he was really taken by my music, wanted me to come back to his house, meet his wife. I remember walking back and walking into this junior enlisted base housing, and not very well made, at least it wasn't at the time. And I remember looking around, and there was no joke, 50 repaired holes in the walls, maybe more. And I'm looking at it, and he catches me looking at it, and I'm kind of like, is that what I think it is? And he's like, well, they're not all mine. Some of them were here when we moved in, but yeah, that's a foot, and that's a pan my wife threw at me, and that's a fist, and that's a water bottle hole. You know, it's hard coming home. Sometimes almost as hard as being over there. It's one of the things we forget about with our veterans. This is a normal story. You're a 18, 19-year-old kid. Maybe you got your first girlfriend. You're doing what girlfriends and boyfriends do. You're getting ready to deploy. Your girlfriend hears about her friend who got married, and well, what happens to me if something happens to you? And then they decide to get married soon before the Marine or the soldier or the airman or the sailor, whatever, deploys. Leading up to that, maybe she gets pregnant. She has a baby while he's gone. He comes back 9 months, a year, 14 months, whatever later. He has changed. She has changed. She's been on her own, taking care of the house, has a baby. They're totally different. And they come home and they kind of look at each other. Now what? And no one really helps them with that. No one helps them understand what that's going to mean. And then what if you're someone like my friend? And not only did you have to go through that transition, but you had friends blown up and killed. He was blown up by an IED. Hearing aids in both ears, eardrums blown out, shrapnel wounds all over his body. He saw his best friend turn to pink mist, as he put it. We're in a small group outside of Camp Lejeune. In this house. And it was him, few of his friends. We were going through my ladder up program. His phone rings. Everybody kind of stops. He puts the phone up to his head, and you can just see his face get flush, go white. Kind of gives a, yeah. He puts his phone down. We're like, what happened? He says, a friend of mine, we worked out together a lot. He got blown up this morning. And everybody in that room knew what that meant. Everybody in that room had been blown up. Everybody in that room had had a friend die. I don't think we talked for an hour. Literally, we just sat there. Someone would get up, get something to drink. And that was normal. You think you forget about that? You think you come home and 2 years later, 4 years later, 6 years later, all of that just fades away and it's not in your head anymore? No. And in some ways, as we all forget about it, as people think you've just gotten on with your life, it gets worse. And then you're in a state like our world is in today, where the world is going crazy around you. You have questions like, my God, what good was that sacrifice I made 10 years ago? Look at our world now. And you start having questions like that, you'll go down a rabbit hole fast. And that was years ago when the war was going on that I met that young Marine. Think of a police officer I just met down south. Met him in a town down south. And it came out in our couple of days together in this class, the kind of thing that if you're not a first responder, you don't even think about first responders have to do. But as a police officer in a small town, he responds to a car crash to discover that it is his wife and daughter. His daughter is severely wounded, wandering around a field next to where this happened, out of it, injured. Where's mom? I don't know. He goes over to discover his wife dead. Squished flat, doesn't even look human. And he's got to go back to work. He's got to keep doing that job. A job where 15, 20, 25 times a day, you're dealing with somebody in the public who's probably lying to you, who probably doesn't want to see you. And you got to do that over and over again. And you're wondering, what's it all for? I couldn't save my wife. People don't appreciate me. And time goes on, and the people you work with don't think about it, and the people in your community don't think about it, but every time you go down that road where your wife died and was squished, and you were the one that found her, you think about it every day. You know, there's so much focus on police officers in big cities, and Lord knows they got challenges. Lord knows, but you know, we forget the local ones because they see the things we don't have to see. You're a firefighter, you're an EMS, you're a police officer in a small town. Who's that person in that crashed car? It's probably somebody you know. Who's that person having a heart attack and you can't resuscitate and dies? It's probably somebody you know. When you serve, it doesn't matter if it's in a small town, if it's in a big community. It doesn't matter if you're at the front end of a riot and you're worried about what somebody's going to throw at you, or if you're hundreds of miles from the nearest riot and you're just getting up doing your job. Every day, doing your job, you're going to have to face things that to most of us wouldn't be normal. I mean, think about it. Most people really don't see that much trauma in their lives. If you didn't serve in the military and were in combat, if you're not a first responder, how much death do you really see? You know, how many people have died in your arms? How many dead babies have you seen? How many of your friends have been blown up? You know, most of us, we go through life, maybe we got a car wreck. You know, maybe, you know, something happened to us when we were young. And I'm not downplaying any of that. You know, I very well know all it takes is one bad piece of trauma to set you off a bad path. But let's give some credit to those of us who serve and the amount of trauma that they have to see and experience is just part of their job. And let's not forget about them ever. Ever. Last week, we talked about a broken and contrite heart and how to fill it with love. And that when you have an opportunity to fill it from empty, and you fill it with love of God and you fill it with love of each other, all of a sudden it's this fountain Well, you know, a great way to help to do that is to love and serve those who serve us. Do something nice for a police officer or any first responder. Take them out for coffee. Just listen to them. Just be with them. Do the same thing for a veteran, especially one that's forgotten. Maybe it's an older one. And you think they got their life together, but they still got those memories. Maybe it's a young kid who came back from Iraq, and now he's married, and he's not a young kid anymore, and he's got some kids. And you just go, how you doing, man? I was thinking about you. You got a minute? Let's go get some coffee. You know, not only will it do them good, and it will remind them they're not forgotten, but it's good for us. Prayer can be a lot of things. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't have to be a conversation with God or a recitation of scripture. Sometimes prayer can just be listening to and loving someone who has been broken and needs reminded they are still a human deserving of being loved. Just listening. Sometimes the best prayer is just listening to somebody else. Especially when we have a hard time praying. I know I do sometimes. When I'm traveling and I meet a first responder, meet a veteran, I meet someone who's struggling with drug addiction, and maybe it's a time in my life when I'm discouraged, I'm upset, I'm angry at God, I don't want to pray. I found so many times just listening to those people can jolt me back into the reality of what we were meant to be and do. We are children of God. We are meant to pray, but it can be hard. We are meant to serve, but it can be hard. We're meant to love, but it can be hard. And when I don't think I can do it, and I'm angry and I want to give up, it's all those opportunities I have to just listen and be present. And hopefully with my listening and presence, reminding someone they're not forgotten, that it has an equal benefit to me. It helps me pray. It helps me get my heart where it needs to be. So as you go through your week and you're distracted and the news of the day fills the screens with good things and bad things, with things we should be worried about, with things we shouldn't, with things we agree with things we don't agree with. As all that happens, take a minute to remember the people that we forget about. Those in our communities who have given so much and are so easily forgotten. And maybe you're someone struggling right now to pray, to love God, to be who you were meant to be. And reach out to them, for them and for you. And just listen. Just be a friend. Be a little uncomfortable. Go out of your way. Might just be the thing you need to make that fountain flow again that we're all supposed to have inside us. Fountain of love, of patience, of listening, of understanding. It's not a bad place to be. Maybe I'll see you there someday in my travels. So friends, make this a good week. Make it a week of listening. I'll be with you again tomorrow to talk some more about the people and things we forget. Until next time, aim high, spread your wings, and keep your eyes on the things that matter. I'm your host, Siloan. Peace. You've been listening to The Pilgrim's Odyssey. Make sure you comment, share, and like this podcast so all of us together can let our light shine. For books, videos, and more content from me, your host, please visit Siloan.com. That is Siloan, Siloan.com. Until your next visit on The Pilgrim's Odyssey, I'm your guide on life's wild ride, Siloan Green. She said, live free or die.